Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. Two spotlights shine up. They overlap to form a W. Below them, TWC. The beams disappear. Students stand in rows.
It has been 18 years since the death of my beloved Li Mubai.
Before them, a teacher demonstrates with a sword.
In that time, the followers of the Iron Way have become few and far between.
The students move in unison with practiced swords.
Warring clans now vie for power over the martial world. It is into this world that I hope to slip unnoticed. Like a forgotten ghost.
Fade to black. Chinese characters appear on a black background. Crouching tiger, hidden dragon. The sword of destiny. A dark horse pulls a two-wheeled enclosed cart on a narrow dirt path. Beyond the path is a wall of dark gray rock. The driver slows. A woman, Yu, opens a dark curtain, takes the driver's offered hand, and steps from the cart to the ground.
It is said that a scholar's name will last for 5 years beyond his passing. And a swordsman will be remembered for 20.
A gray-brown cloak billows behind her as she walks to a rock promontory.
This is meant as praise. But I believe it to be a curse.
Yu stares out at jutting rocks that pierce the mist in the deep valley below. Her dark hair is pulled away from her oval face and gathered into a bun at the nape of her neck. The wind ruffles the blue hem of her brown tunic. Yu turns from the view. High above, a man, Silent Wolf, watches her small figure move toward the cart. He rides a horse and wears a flat-crowned hat. He moves off. The cart travels between closely growing trees. The sun sits above a hill in the distance. In the background, the man on the horse crosses a sunlit meadow to the shadowed path. A spear impales the driver. Masked figures in black with swords and spears surround the cart. Two figures descend to the roof. They all stab the cart. Yu springs through the roof. She cartwheels from it. With a curved blade, she engages her attackers. Yu blocks several spears with her blade. Silent Wolf flies, spinning from the trees. With a sword, he battles. He kicks one attacker, then slashes another. Black figures litter the ground around Yu. Silent Wolf stabs two attackers. Yu blocks a spear thrust, then slices. She deflects a three-section staff and blocks it repeatedly. She spins and presents the edge of her sword. He traps her blade with his weapon. She punches him, then follows with a kick to the head. His mask falls. On one knee, Wei Feng faces her. Around his neck, a pendant dangles from a leather cord. A bright light flashes, then disappears. Wei Feng runs off. Silent Wolf dispatches the last foes. He looks at Yu. A cloth covers his nose and mouth. He darts off. Yu eyes the pendant on one of the fallen men. A snake's head, fangs bared, rises from a coil of its body. On a rocky summit, a multi-story pagoda rises into the cloudy sky. Trees cover the flanks of the broad mountain. Figures gather in the courtyard below. Two rows of guards hold staffs with curved blades on one end. Between them, a man, Iron Crow, and a young woman with long, loose, dark hair, Snow Vase, walk toward the pagoda. Two masked figures in black follow. They approach the pagoda steps where more armed guards are stationed. Another woman in black, Mantis, watches them. Iron Crow gestures to Snow Vase to stop. A bald man in brown turns to face the party.
Well, what have we here?
This girl claims she wants to join our ranks. The guards found her at the temple gate.
Mantis walks close to Snow Vase.
What brings you here?
I seek Hades Dye of the West Lotus, a man great enough to rule the martial world.
And now you have found him. What would you ask of me?
Snowvaz draws Mantis' sword and sweeps it toward Hades Dye. He steps back. Snowvaz advances with another sweeping stroke. He blocks her thrust. She steps back. He draws a weapon with a dragon hilt. The long blade has a straight serrated edge opposite a curved honed edge. Snowvaz leaps and swings. Hades Dye blocks and parries. She performs two back flips and spins. The sweep of his blade causes the sandy ground to ripple. His blade breaks hers. She stands ready and eyes the broken blade. He charges. In slow motion, Snowvaz leaps onto a rock, tosses the damaged sword, and flees.
Let her go! Let her grow into someone worth killing.
Mist curls over a ridge. In a dim forest, Wei Fong runs. Shafts of sunlight dispel the gloom. He looks around. A figure passes behind him. He turns. The figure moves behind him again. Three-sectioned staff in hand, he pauses.
Show yourself!
A woman in a black robe with a staff stands before him.
Who are you?
Ask her.
She points behind him to an identical figure. He looks quickly behind, then all around. He swings. The figure leans away. He levels the weapon at her throat.
Who are you?
Bring me to Lord Dai, and I will give him a prize greater than the one he sought.
The blind enchantress stares with clouded eyes. Yu rides a horse across a desolate flat valley. She approaches a large gate into a walled city. She passes from the gate's tunnel into a market square. Acrobats spin plates, wagons pass. A squad of soldiers with red hats and tall spears marches toward the gate. On a side street, there are more pedestrians and fewer wagons and carts. Yu pauses at wide steps. Three men descend. Inside, a man walks past open shutters. Opposite him, Yu steps from the wide doorway into a central courtyard. She pauses and bows her head.
Master Yu has arrived, sir.
Shulian.
A salute, one hand.
You brighten a sad day.
Over a closed fist.
I've ensured your old quarters were kept for you. I knew you would come.
You were not the only one. I was attacked along the way.
24 swordsmen slain since my father passed.
Hades Dai knows no fear. To attack a warrior as great as you.
I'm sorry you were put at risk.
It is my duty to be here, to share your family's loss.
Our loss. My father always regarded you as family.
Yu glances at a table with a long wooden case on it.
It is not kept hidden.
In his last year, my father wanted it where he could see it. It reminded him of more noble days.
She walks to the table. Her hands rest over the carvings on the case. She picks up a sword sheathed in wood.
It bears so many sorrows.
One above all.
The teacher with the students.
Li Mubai. I was his student when you were both here. His death touched us all. My father, he thought you would wed.
We could not. I was promised to another.
She closes the case.
It should be locked away.
In the pagoda.
A great lord has died, and you seek to use this time of chaos to emerge as the one true leader of the martial world.
Do you read my mind?
No, your ambition. This sword is great, but there is one greater. The Green Destiny.
Hades Dai draws the sword from a stand that sits next to him. His eyes narrow at the blind enchantress.
The Green Destiny was lost long years ago.
Not lost. Hidden. Kept by the House of Tyr.
Am I to storm the home of the Emperor's brother?
Send instead a single drop of rain.
She points behind her to Wei Feng.
The boy who crawled home from failure.
The fault is not Wei Feng's alone. His training is not complete. To send him on this mission alone would be suicide. Perhaps I can...
He brought me to you. Send the boy. He and the sword are bound by fate. I have seen it.
Hades Dai stares over at him. Hades Dai's armor has a snake's head on the chest, fangs bared. It rises from tangled coils with scales. In the walled city, Yu walks through a courtyard where white streamers crisscross large stone lanterns. She wears a small white flower in her pinned-up hair. Inside, she lights incense sticks at an altar where two white candles glow. As she turns and bows, Snowvaz enters. She wears an embroidered coat. Her hair is pinned in the shape of a bow on top of her head. Yu watches her move to a group of women with similar hairstyles.
Who is that young lady?
I believe the daughter of an official. Many have come to pay their respects.
Slowly, Yu moves toward the entrance. Snowvaz darts her eyes in Yu's direction. Evening. Two men enter a deserted courtyard. One carries a paper lantern. On the tiled roof above, a figure in black leaps onto it, then crouches. He watches the men leave the courtyard. A squad of guards marches through. The figure floats from the roof to an adjacent roof and runs across it. He leaps to the third roof, then drops to the courtyard. He opens a window and somersaults inside. A dish teeters from a table. He catches it and returns it to its base. He closes the window. Dressed in black with only his eyes visible, he slowly scans the room. He moves to the carved wooden case. The blade has a carved jade crosspiece. A masked figure drops behind him and grasps the scabbard. They tug, then the attacker jerks the sword and pins the thief. He heaves and the sword is overhead. They struggle back and forth, hands never leaving the sword. The attacker places a knee in his back. He glances back. He puts a foot up on the table and flips over the attacker, then spins the sword. The thief cartwheels. With one hand clutching the sword, they exchange punches. He pulls, then plants a foot in the attacker's stomach. The foot is swept away. The attacker rolls over the thief's back. He spins around, then rotates the sword. He pins the attacker on the table and looks into dark eyes. The attacker drives a hand under his chin. Quick blows deliver the sword to the attacker. The thief recovers and they exchange blocks and blows. He shoves the attacker against a display of vases. In slow motion, one falls. The attacker extends a foot, catches the vase, and rolls it onto the floor. He jerks. The sword flies up. He catches it. The attacker grabs his collar and punches the small of his back. He swings the sword. They battle and collide with a large urn. They watch it wobble. The attacker delivers a sharp blow and steadies the urn with a foot raised, shoulder high. The attacker follows blows with kicks. He blocks. His pennant is exposed next to a bird-shaped birthmark. The attacker stares. The thief charges, knocking the attacker into the urn. He flees. The attacker lowers the cloth mask and follows, leaping over him. Guards and Yu arrive.
Thief! Thief in the house!
Yu charges. The thief runs up a column. Yu catches him at the eaves. They drop to the ground where she kicks him and grabs the sword. She pins his arm behind his back, then pulls off his cloth mask. Tia Jr. arrives. Snow Vaz bows.
Who is this man?
I heard a disturbance.
Yu releases the thief to the guards.
He was trying to steal the sword.
I was trying to steal it. We caught the thief.
He is more than the thief. He is West Lotus. He attacked my carriage.
Take him to the marshal.
No, keep him here. Hades Dive would not assign this mission lightly. If the boy has value to him, he may yet have value to us.
Very well. Confine him and secure the compound.
Wei Feng glares at Snow Vaz as the guards lead him away. Yu watches. Inside, Yu walks toward the case. She turns quickly. Snow Vaz bows.
What will happen to him? The boy.
Who are you?
I'm called Snow Vaz. I came to pay him my respects to Satya.
And your concern for the thief?
You mistake curiosity for concern.
Yu inclines her head slightly, then turns to the case.
Is it as powerful as they say?
In the right hand.
Yu extends the hilt towards Snow Vaz. Snow Vaz moves toward it and reaches with her right hand. Yu smacks her palm with the pummel. Snow Vaz sweeps her hands in guard, then attacks. Yu blocks by spinning the sword. Snow Vaz punches. Yu blocks with two raised fingers. Snow Vaz steps back. She claps one hand over her clenched fist.
Teach me.
You have been well taught already.
I want to learn more. I want to walk the path you followed.
Snow Vaz kneels, palms on the ground, head lowered.
I will serve you for life.
Yu raises her.
I don't need a servant, Snow Vaz. My life is solitude, and I return to it shortly. If you seek a teacher, you must look elsewhere.
Snow Vaz leaves. Yu turns toward the case, then pauses. She stares intently at the sword. The teacher demonstrates with a sword. Daytime, in a courtyard, Wei Feng sits in a cage.
Did the night in the cold loosen your tongue?
Open this cage and I'll loosen your teeth.
A guard pokes a staff through the bars. Wei Feng blocks and parries.
That's enough! What is your name?
Wei Feng.
So, Hades Dai wants the sword.
He stands.
Let me leave with the sword now and you'll be spared. Otherwise, this house will swim with blood.
At the market.
Word must be sent to the Emperor.
There is war in the south. I cannot trouble him with these underworld affairs. The Emperor doesn't heed my words as he did my father's.
The sword must be removed from here at once.
It is safest here, Julian.
Nothing is safe if West Lotus claims that sword. It must be taken to Wutang Temple high up in the mountains.
No! I made an oath to my father that I would guard and protect the green destiny within these walls.
Satir would understand. You've earned your place in this house and much respect beyond.
Only from you, Julian. It was always that way.
Then listen to me now. If Hades Dai comes here, we'll leave nothing standing. No one alive. We have no choice.
The promise that I made my father is all I have to earn honor in this house. It is with my life, Julian.
In the compound.
We must ask the guests to leave.
Will you stay? You always came to my father's aid and he to yours. Will you help?
She sits in a carved chair.
I will stay as long as I am needed.
I will bid the guests to leave.
Keep the girl who caught the thief. She has asked me to teach her. But I suspect she can teach us.
He sits.
We will need more arms.
I will hire extra guards.
We need those who will do more than guard. There are warriors who once stood against this type of injustice.
She unrolls paper and picks up a brush.
True followers will still answer the call.
She writes,
"The Iron Way is not legend. Not yet."
The notice is posted on a wall. Silent Wolf pauses to read it. He peels it from the wall. Silent Wolf rides through a forest. He approaches a tavern. People are seated at tables, some in the open, others under a roof with no walls. A lean-to kitchen is on one side. Horses are tied nearby.
I'm telling you, I'm good for it.
You are good for nothing.
A large man at the counter, Black Tiger, turns to a laughing man and pats his shoulder. The laughing man hands over coins. Black Tiger drops them next to the woman's outstretched hand. He smiles, walks off, and drinks from a jug. Silent Wolf enters. Black Tiger bumps into him. Silent Wolf eyes Black Tiger, then walks on. Silent Wolf posts the notice over others. He smooths it with his gloved hand, then moves to an empty table. A small boy brings a cup and a jug. The man pats the boy's cheek. He removes his hat. Black Tiger tears the notice from the board.
We're good for your warrant. I have 30 swords. At 20 ounces of silver a head.
That's 600 ounces of silver. Wasted. Sir Thier was honored by masters of pen and sword alike. If his house has need, men of the Iron Way should heed for the honor of his cause, not promise of riches.
My friend is right. This warrant is not for you.
And if I say it is?
Black Tiger pats a man at another table. Several men stand and draw swords. Patrons flee. A woman watches. A heavy-set man wipes his mouth and smiles. Silent Wolf pours from the jug.
Think about it. They're not that fast.
Big words for a little man. All alone.
He's not alone. I stand with him.
The man salutes with a fist gesture.
Flying Blade of Shantung. At your service.
Azamar.
Another salute.
Thunderfist Chan. Feigned in Zhejiang.
And I. Silver Dart Shi. Famed in Fuzhou.
And I. Turtle Ma, famed in this tavern.
The woman behind the counter steps from behind it. Men with swords resting on their shoulders stalk towards Silent Wolf. They charge. Silent Wolf shoves the table at them and sends them and their weapons flying. Several men charge. Seated, he kicks them away. One of them lands on the table by Black Tiger. He glares. Silent Wolf waggles a finger at him. Black Tiger charges, brandishing two axes. With his foot, Silent Wolf flings a bench that breaks over Black Tiger's head, sending him to the ground. Black Tiger jumps to his feet. Silent Wolf waits. The melee begins. Silent Wolf avoids the slashing attack by Black Tiger, then slaps him to the ground. Silent Wolf steps on Black Tiger's back, lands on a table, and kicks an attacker. He shoves the table as Black Tiger leaps, then falls. Without a weapon, Silent Wolf blocks swinging blades, then punches and kicks. Leaping, he spins and kicks, sending several foes to the ground. He catches another with a kick from a flip. Kicks to the stomach and knee are followed by a stomped foot. Silent Wolf zigzags through a row of attackers, crushing feet as he goes. Silent Wolf eyes his allies. With a shield and short curved blade, Turtle Ma kicks, slashes, and spins. He smacks several attackers with his woven shield. Silent Wolf smiles. Silver Dart snaps the hem of her cape and spins. Men behind her fall. Flying Blade draws two knives with one hand, hops on a bench, throws and fells two men. Silver Dart draws a long blade from her boot and stabs. She spins again. More fallen men. Flying Blade fights hand to hand with his shorter blades. Silent Wolf watches and smiles. Thunder Fist stops blades with his iron gauntlets, then slams the attackers on the head. The Tavern Woman fights with kitchen implements. She ladles soup onto a man's head. He runs and collides with a pole. Black Tiger rises. Silent Wolf defends himself with one hand, then squeezes Black Tiger's side. Twisting the arm, he shoves Black Tiger's chin. Black Tiger advances, slashing. Silent Wolf hops from a table moments before Black Tiger destroys it. Silent Wolf looks down from a flagpole. He balances on one foot. Black Tiger hacks at the pole, breaking it. Silent Wolf wobbles, then falls, spinning, and pokes Black Tiger in the forehead with fingers and thumb. The blow sends Black Tiger crashing into a table. Silent Wolf stands over Black Tiger.
Who are you?
I'm known as Silent Wolf.
We have to rebuild all the tables.
Who threatens the House of Tyr?
West Lotus. I need swords to protect its walls.
Now you have four more.
To add to your army.
How many in your army?
500. Five.
Silent Wolf dons his hat and gloves.
Well, better 5 that can fight than 500 that can run.
I need a drink.
Turtle Ma waves his jug at the Tavern Woman.
On the house.
Thunderfist joins them.
Never come back.
They take their jugs. Turtle Ma sits. Thunderfist sets his by Silver Dart. He looks over at Flying Blade, who smiles. In the city, Snowvaz moves dance-like with her slender sword. She is alone in a courtyard. Yu enters and observes her, then glances over at Wei Feng in the cage. Snowvaz glimpses Yu and halts.
Let the training begin.
A coin with a square hole in the center hangs from a tree. Yu sets it in motion.
Do not just watch with your eyes. Listen with your mind.
Snowvaz turns and stabs at the coin with a slender branch.
Again.
She is poised, eyes closed, two fingers of her left hand extended and the branch in her right.
Again.
Snowvaz glances toward the cage.
Your curiosity with the boy.
I'm not curious.
Then what do I now mistake for curiosity?
Hopeless.
Irritation. Must we train here?
Yes. True skill is not a blazing flame.
Yu closes her eyes. In slow motion, the coin sways. Yu reaches behind her. The branch rests in the coin's hole. With a flick, Yu sets it in motion again.
Again.
Too much blazing flame!
This does not concern you!
Facing the coin, Snowvaz stabs. She breaks the branch over her knee.
1,000 broken sticks and swords won't teach as much as the one that bends to your will.
Yu tosses a blade.
Touch me, however you can.
Or me!
Ignore him. Strike me.
Yu holds a branch. Yu blocks, then points the branch at Snowboss's throat.
A predictable attack has a predictable outcome. Again.
Snowboss thrusts. Yu blocks. The next thrust is low. Yu sweeps the blade in a circle and plants her foot on it. Again, the branch at her throat.
Keep practicing. Be unpredictable.
Snowboss soars. Yu slaps the blade aside and smacks Snowboss's foot.
Light body skill. Where did you learn that?
My teacher. She taught me.
So, your teacher was a woman. What is her name?
You would not know it.
And why do you no longer study with her?
In a field, while a horse grazes, two figures move in unison. A hand adjusts a girl's raised hand.
She died. Years ago.
I see.
I will practice. Your patience will be rewarded.
Snowvaz bows her head and walks away. Yu glances at the cage.
Perhaps you need a bigger hole.
Like your mouth, which is always open. I could try that.
You could try. Or you can let me go.
Let you go? So you can thieve again? Bring your spoils to that monster, Hades Dai.
Lord Dai is a great warrior. Under his hand, the martial world will be peaceful.
Your master is a murderer.
Silent Wolf and his army travel a flat plain by a body of water. Far below, a river winds into the distance. Evening, at a campfire.
Thunderfist Chan. Things must be quite dire for you to pledge your sword for 5 measly taels of silver. No gold convoys going out this season?
I was protecting that convoy from raiders. Raiders that you hired out to.
How these southern boxers from Zhejiang retell history when it's
you mock Zhejiang, do you?
Easy, boys. We've all been hired for the same cause.
But does anyone know what that is exactly?
All the wine we can drink?
I didn't hear that part, Ma.
It was implied.
I heard whispers that it's kept there in the House of Tia. The Green Destiny. The blade was forged
with a technique that dates back to the Qin era. A technique lost to history. A blade that could carve through Damascus steel. Nobody who was wielding the blade was ever defeated in a duel or battle.
Silent Wolf, is this true? Are we being hired to guard a sword?
Silent Wolf tends to a horse.
I wonder how he got his name.
They ride through the city gate. On foot, they follow guards into the courtyard. You and Snowvaz enter. You salutes them.
I bid you welcome.
Silent Wolf steps from the shadows. Yu moves closer. Silent Wolf removes his hat. Yu's eyes widen slightly. She turns abruptly to Tia Jr.
Excuse me.
She walks away. Silent Wolf lowers his gaze. By a small stone table, Yu sits alone.
Explain how a man returns from the dead. We were to wed. I mourned for you.
He sits behind her.
Julian.
That name is not yours to speak.
I was dead before that duel. Long before. I did it for you and Li Mubai. I knew you loved him. Not me.
A younger Silent Wolf readies his sword.
When Hades died and I fought on Vulture's Peak,
they leap and slash.
I took the only path I could see.
He balances on one foot at the edge of the promontory. Hades Die leaps and swings. Silent Wolf blocks. Hades Die slams him in the chest. He falls back, releases his sword, and sinks into the mist. He hangs by one hand.
Hades Die left me for dead.
On a snowy summit, a figure practices with a sword.
I made my way to the mountains and chose a life of solitude. Up there, I found what Mubai and I had strived for. Detachment. Enlightenment. I stayed away because I knew that as long as I was alive, Mubai would not ask you to marry him.
Nor in your death. Such was his honor. You feigned your death for nothing.
It wasn't feigned. It was deeply felt.
That was your choice, and you made it for all of us. I have made peace with your passing, and so it will remain.
She stands and faces him.
You are needed, and you're here. Your skill and courage are not forgotten.
He stands.
All else is.
She walks away. Inside, Silent Wolf lights a candle at the altar. Snowvaz steps over the threshold.
And you are?
Snowvaz, student of Master Yu Shilian.
I have not known her to take a student.
So you know her well?
Well enough.
How?
This is not the place for story.
Another time, then.
Your teacher. Is she content?
She's in mourning.
Of course.
I do not speak just of Sir Tyr.
In a small room, Snowvaz removes a piece of cloth from a small bag. She unfolds it. On it is a reddish bird. Under a bent tree, a woman places the cloth in young Snowvaz's hand. In the small room, she closes her eyes. Outside, Yu walks the grounds. She scans the rooftops. She leaps, steps lightly, and leaps again.
You move as quietly as ever.
Not so quiet that you would not hear.
You have taken a student?
Yes. They are connected somehow. She and that boy. He roars. But I feel a gentle soul may sleep within.
And your student?
I am not certain. I see darkness in her eyes. She could be an even greater threat.
To us?
Snowvaz walks the grounds.
Or those we guard against?
Time will tell. Her teacher may have been Han Mei, the renegade swordswoman from Willow Valley.
She's gone many years.
So she taught Snowvaz quite young. Too young.
Slowly, Snowvaz approaches the cage. She slides a sword tip under Wei Feng's chin. His eyes remain closed. Young Snowvaz kneels by the woman under the bent tree. She stares at the cloth. Moonlight gleams on the blade. She withdraws the blade, slams it in the scabbard, and walks off. Wei Feng slowly opens his eyes. Snowvaz passes an open door.
Miss Snowvaz, raise a cup with us.
Yes. Come here.
Come on, Snow.
Laughing, she sits and drinks.
To Sir Tyr and to his house.
They say a woman who can hold her wine is a woman a man will want to hold.
Who says that?
I do.
We drink to remember, and it seems you drink to forget.
She plucks one of his small blades from his coat.
How do you take the measure of a man?
Which part of a man?
Ma, behave.
I said nothing. The wine was asking.
Ask your heart. I do. My head answers.
The greatest battle of them all. And you are hardly the only who fights it here.
Where is Silent Wolf?
He guards with Thunderfist. So, Master Yu, what is she like?
Pierce its heart. True skill is a key in the moon.
She stands.
Listen, with your nose. A predictable attack has a predictable...
Yu stands facing her. Daytime, in the courtyard. Snowvaz balances with one leg and foot extended. Yu places a jug on her leg.
You asked to be taught, and clearly there is much you need to learn.
How long, teacher?
Wei Feng watches. Yu rolls a stick onto her foot and flicks it into her hand.
until the shadow moves from here to there. Twice.
Snowvaz looks up at you. Her shadow is on her left side. Snowvaz closes her eyes.
You learn quickly. That's good.
Yu approaches the cage.
Snowvaz, how do you know her?
I do not.
Then her interest in you?
He looks away. Yu leaves. Wei Feng watches Snowvaz's still form.
Your master believes you have interest in me. True? Talk to me. I am bored. Lonely.
Neither is my problem.
But what if you are their solution?
Stop talking.
A single smile and you have my word. I will fall silent.
How can you fall silent and yet give a word?
How can you hold so much wine and not smile?
She gives him a quick twitch of her lips. He smiles. She resumes her pose. She glances his way and smiles. She closes her eyes. In a village, masked men drag a man to Hades' Dive. They kick the man in the chest. Hades' Dive slowly removes his sword from his shoulder and impales the man. All of his men are dressed in black. Some wear cloth masks over their nose and mouth. Hades' Dai addresses his men who wear metal masks.
This is territory allied to the Red Desert Clan. We have cut off their supply. Come the new moon, West Lotus will own this entire territory. But this is merely Lingbao. Not faking. Mantis will go where an army cannot. While you soldiers, we'll gather at the Twin Rivers and prepare for war. Against all rival clans in the martial world.
I will succeed where Wei Feng did not.
Hades' Dai nods. Mantis moves off. She wears a black cloak and carries a tall staff. Hades' Dai paces around a fire in the center of the square. His men add villagers' possessions to it.
What do you see now, Prophet?
The blind enchantress is opposite him.
I see nothing, but I hear word.
Just as you heard word that Wei Feng would succeed in his reign, give another false prophecy. You'll not only have no eyes, you'll have no tongue.
But then you wouldn't know of the honored guest who now resides at the House of Tyr. One thought long dead has returned.
In the city compound,
Thunderfist will guard the south gate.
Tritoma, we are vulnerable here.
Yu enters and stands at one side of a courtyard. Silent Wolf and his army squat by a chalk drawing on stones. Opposite Yu is a cluster of dark-robed men and women. Silent Wolf nods to Turtle Ma, who approaches the figures. Yu waits. Turtle Ma opens the gate. The robed figures nod and pass. Silver Dart sits on a rooftop. A squad of guards passes through the courtyard below. She slips darts into her cape. Turtle Maw hones his curved blade. He looks up. On another roof, Silent Wolf looks out over the city. In the distance, a black cloud seeps over the roofs, blotting out the light. Yu steps outside. Silent Wolf turns to her.
God!
Seen from above, guards scurry around the compound with lanterns. A thrown weapon strikes a guard. Mantis floats behind him and slices him with her sword. She engages and defeats the other three guards. She whips off her cloak. A gate opens. More masked figures enter and follow her. They pass into a courtyard. Silent Wolf leaps to attack as black masked men stream through a passageway. Flying Blade drops three men, then enters the fray. More attackers enter. Silent Wolf is encircled. Silver Dart spins, then stabs. Thunder Fist deflects and punches. Turtle Maw swings his curved blade. You join Silent Wolf. He nods. They fight back to back.
They've come for me.
Snowvaz wields a sword.
I've come for you. They leave destruction. Death in their wake. Do you still stand with them?
She faces him.
Do you still stand with them?
Together, you and Silent Wolf block a blade. They sweep blades away and spin. They share a look, then resume. Yu dispatches three more, then pauses. She darts off. At the cage, a black figure floats.
Look out.
Where's the sword? He does not know.
Mantis disarms Snowvaz with the upward thrust of her hand. Snowvaz sweeps her hands and prepares to continue, weaponless.
The sword is in the east courtyard.
Once I hold the blade, you will be the first to fall.
Mantis flings the blade to Snowvaz with her foot. A staff is set on a table where the case sits. It is empty. The blind enchantress feels the lining.
You will not find it there. Nor take it from here.
The enchantress pulls a dagger from the end of her staff and charges.
Monsieur!
The enchantress holds the dagger at Taya Jr.'s throat.
Let him go.
She backs into the courtyard with him. Yu repositions her sword.
Release him.
Give it to me now. Or he dies. The house of Taya will fall. As will the followers of the Iron Way.
Who are you?
My parents were slain by the sword you hold. On clear nights, I still hear them calling to me from the other world. One word. Vengeance.
She stabs Taya in the back. He falls. The enchantress floats away. In another courtyard, Silent Wolf defeats three more men. Silver Dart kills two more. Across the courtyard, Mantis watches.
Such a pity to die for a fee.
Mantis strikes.
Not for gold. It's for the Iron Way.
Mantis backs her against a wall. Her shadow is visible through the paper and wood window. The bloody blade pierces the window.
My brother died for the Iron Way. It was worthless. You should have found yourself a better cause. As I did.
The blade is withdrawn.
She! No! Get away from her!
Turtle Maw swings at Mantis. She slashes his throat. He falls onto the cobblestones. Mantis leaves. Blade in hand, Silver Dart slides down the wall. Thunderfist enters the courtyard, then dispatches his foe. He hurries to Silver Dart. Silent Wolf stands over Turtle Maw. He squats.
Turtle Maw.
He picks up Ma's jug.
Famed in the tavern of the river and lakes.
He places it on Ma's chest.
Silver Dart she, famed in Fuzhou.
Yu sets Silver Dart's slender weapon on her body and places a hand over it.
And now I mourn the death of Sir Tier Zhao, the son of the man who was like a father to me.
Tia Jr.'s body is covered. Yu stands in a courtyard while stretcher bearers remove the fallen. Across the courtyard, Silent Wolf meets Yu's gaze. He moves to her side.
All this for a sword. Code, duty, honor. Excuses for bloodshed. All of them. That is why I left it behind. I was content. Above it all. And now a kite laments its return. I will take the sword and leave.
No. They watch the roads. It is safer here.
But I do not feel it. Not when vengeance chokes the air.
She walks away. By the cage.
You saved my life.
I spoke before I thought.
Your words came from the heart.
He slides to sit. Outside the cage, she sits facing him.
Your mother. Tell me of her.
Why?
What was she like?
I have no mother. I was raised by Iron Crow of West Lotus. He taught me everything I know, as your teacher taught you.
By a tent, a small boy covers a sleeping man.
You learn fast. Knowledge is in your blood.
Again.
He gave me a sense of purpose.
Older Wei Feng spars hand to hand with the man. They block and parry. The man springs from Wei Feng's back to the rafters. After a moment, Wei Feng propels himself up from a post.
Your mother was a concubine. Or so you've been told.
How do you...
I know your past.
Who told you this?
A swordswoman of great renown. Your real mother was known as Han Mei.
Below snow-capped peaks, a pregnant woman leads a horse. She follows water toward a large building.
A woman who had felt and brought immeasurable pain. In her womb, she carried you, the legacy from her last night with the man she loved.
Han Mei holds an infant.
Great is the joy of a child. Greater still, the value of a boy.
The baby has a bird-shaped birthmark.
While she slept, a concubine who had given birth to a daughter there days before switched her worthless girl for you. Hoping it would please her master if she presented him with a son.
Thank you.
when Hanmei realized what had been done. She meant to abandon the girl. But her heart refused.
The girl and Hanmei ride the horse. Naked, long dark hair loose down her back, the woman steps into the steaming tub. A sword lies on a bench beside the tub.
She tried to wash from her skin the blood she had shed. But your mother could not be rid of the pain she had caused in her life.
The girl and woman practice.
She raised me as her own. Trained me in the iron way.
The woman adjusts the girl's raised arm.
The woman, my mother, did she look for me?
Every minute of every day she searched.
By the bent tree, the girl watches the woman ride off.
She learned the concubine had given you to West Lotus to save her own life. She challenged Hades Dai for your freedom.
In a room with braziers burning, the two battle. She swings low. He jumps. A slashing cut fells her. By the tree, young Snowvas pokes the fire. Hanmei lies bent over on the horse.
She showed me your birthmark and said, "You must find him. If he is a good man, stand beside him."
The girl holds the cloth with the bird shape drawn in blood.
"If he has become a poison dragon, kill him." Your mother, my teacher, died trying to find you.
The girl rides from a mound of stones.
That is our story. Yours and mine.
Snowvas quickly rises.
Wait. Come back!
Daytime. Thunderfist marches to the cage. Slugs Wei Fang, then grabs his throat.
This is for Xi! And this is for Ma!
Stop!
He is one of them!
She's right. This is not our way.
Thunderfist flings him away.
He's going to fight. Fight like men.
Silent Wolf opens the cage. Wei Fang eyes Silent Wolf, then glances at Thunderfist. Flying Blade observes. Wei Fang steps from the cage. He runs, leaps, and punches at Thunderfist, who dodges. Thunderfist grabs his arm and pounds him between the shoulder blades. Wei Fang moves his hand and assumes a fighting stance. Thunderfist does the same with clenched fist. Silent Wolf moves closer. They block each other's blows. Thunderfist lands a strike to Wei Fang's right side. He winces and shakes his right arm. Clenching his jaw, he again assumes the fighting stance. Thunderfist charges. Wei Fang evades, blocks, then pounds Thunderfist's chest with the palms of both hands. Thunderfist stumbles backward. A sweeping kick to the head sends Thunderfist to the ground. Wei Fang holds his fist an inch from Thunderfist's face.
Enough!
Wei Fang steps back. Silent Wolf helps Thunderfist up.
Someone taught you well.
Not well enough.
Flying Blade glances at Snowvaz. Silent Wolf looks down, then back at Weifeng. He leaves. Flying Blade returns a blade to his belt.
Teacher?
Come in.
In Yu's room. Yu packs a leather bag.
You're leaving.
The sword cannot be kept here.
Where are you taking it?
I will not burden you with that knowledge. Too many will hunt it.
Can I go with you?
No. I must make this journey alone.
What about Silent Wolf? Will he go?
Why should he?
I see the way you are together. Is it that you don't trust him anymore?
Yu turns to her.
You speak of trust. You, whose teacher was Han Mei.
You always knew?
She learned her skills at Wudang, then chose to use them for her own gain as an outlaw on the run. You think I wouldn't see her shadow on your sword? I wanted to save you from her fate.
You know nothing of her fate. Her life was lost to that butcher, Hades Dai. I sought the sword and your teachings to avenge her.
Do not carry vengeance in your heart.
You tell me to let go of my past. Silent Wolf waits for you, and yet you do nothing. So much for your legendary courage.
My path is set. You are still young. Yours is not.
I know what I must do.
She shakes her head slightly and leaves. Evening. Paper lanterns float on still water.
Silver Darchi. She had more courage than any one of us.
Thunderfist sets a lantern in the water.
Turtle Ma, I never thought I'd be saying this, but I'm gonna miss him.
Pour him a double.
Thunderfist empties a goatskin bag, then sets another lantern in the dark pool.
You know, at the Battle of Sichuan, I did hire out those raiders, but only because I thought that they were doing the right thing.
I know that. Always did.
And you hired out to that gold convoy for the same reason.
The Iron Way. Some of us never stopped living by it.
Even if it meant dying by it.
I came here to pay my respects to Satir.
Yu sets a lantern in the water.
And now, I mourn for his son. Tonight, I leave with the sword.
And Silent Wolf, will you speak with him? I'll guard the sword.
Yu turns and nods to Thunderfist. In the cage, Weifeng sleeps.
You betrayed Hades Dai, boy. Is she worth your life? And that of your teacher?
Bring Hades Dai the sword, or your master, Iron Crow, dies. Even now he rides to meet you and secure the sword.
Weifeng wakes. A guard with a staff stands some distance from the cage. A figure drops behind him. The guard falls. Snowvaz pulls a pin from her hair and opens the lock.
Go.
I cannot leave without the sword, you know this.
You will be killed if you take it.
I'll be killed if I don't.
Then go. Far from here, far from West Lotus Temple.
She pulls him from the cage.
I fulfilled my promise to your mother. Now you must promise me to never return.
I promise.
A figure floats from roof to roof over the compound. Crouched on the tiles, Wei Feng looks around, then stares intently. Snowvaz wakes. She steps into the courtyard outside her room.
I never saw him.
Thunderfist sinks onto a step.
Felt a hand on my arm. Then I could not move.
What happened?
The sword.
The boy escaped and stole it.
She shakes her head slightly. The teacher demonstrates with a sword. By moonlight, Wei Feng runs. He leaps and soars, the sword across his back. He pauses, looks behind, then runs up an incline, patchy with snow. He slides onto a frozen river. Standing beyond is Silent Wolf.
You hold your life in your hand. Think of that.
It is not my life I hold this for.
Light snow falls. They are two small figures on the expanse of ice. Wei Feng moves to his right. Silent Wolf runs and cartwheels over Wei Feng, who drops to the ice. Silent Wolf sweeps one foot through the snow as he spins to a stop. Wei Feng pops to his feet. Silent Wolf attacks. Moonlight casts their shadows under the ice. They punch and slide. Silent Wolf kicks Wei Feng's foot. As he flips, Silent Wolf kicks him in the chest with both feet. Wei Feng digs his fingers into the ice as he slides away. He flips to his feet. Cracks form between the two. Wei Feng kicks chunks of ice. Silent Wolf leaps, crushes one with a kick, and another with a fist. He slides on the third, then kicks Wei Feng. From a kneeling position, Wei Feng grabs Silent Wolf's leg and flips him. They exchange punches and kicks. A figure leaps to them and swings, connecting with Silent Wolf's arm. Silent Wolf retaliates with a kick. Iron Crow slides to Wei Feng's side. Silent Wolf draws his sword. Iron Crow, with his metal poles with large claws on one end, and Wei Feng, with the green sword, face Silent Wolf. They circle toward him in opposite directions. He stares straight ahead. Iron Crow stops slightly behind Silent Wolf. Poles meet sword. It shoves them up, and a jab sends Iron Crow sliding. The two swordsmen face off. Iron Crow advances on them. Silent Wolf leaps over him. The two advance, driving Silent Wolf backward. Silent Wolf leaps and spins. He kicks Iron Crow toward the shore. A second kick lands on Wei Feng's chest. He falls, cracking the ice. Sword raised, he sinks. Silent Wolf cartwheels over the crack, lowers a hand. and pulls Wei Feng and the sword onto solid ice. Iron Crow attacks. Silent Wolf blocks the poles overhead. Still airborne, Iron Crow kicks, driving Silent Wolf back. Wei Feng gets to his feet.
Go. Take the sword and save yourself. Protect the sword with your life!
Iron Crow shoves him away. Wei Feng slides, then leaps away. Meeting in the air, they battle. A kick sends one of the poles to the ice, where the claw gleams in the moonlight.
Teacher! Go!
Wei Feng reaches the far shore. The tip of Silent Wolf's sword slices Iron Crow's chest. He spins and kicks Silent Wolf in the chest. He slides and falls to his knees. Wei Feng mounts a horse. He looks at the two small figures on the ice. He rides off. A kick spins Iron Crow, face down onto his weapon. Iron Crow jerks the claw from his chest. Iron Crow sits, then falls on his back. Silent Wolf lowers his weapon. Blood drips down his left arm and stains the pure white snow. A figure floats. Silent Wolf sinks to his knees.
Be still.
I am all right.
Let me stop the bleeding.
On the shore.
Julian. I have failed you again.
You made your choice all those years ago. Now I will make my choice. To live the Iron Way, maybe to die for it. I would rather face an army by your side.
She strokes his cheek.
Than to live another day without you.
He takes her hand. Daytime. Wei Feng crosses a plain dotted with tufts of grass. The pagoda sits on a distant hill. He rides to the round entrance. Past tents and broken stone creatures. He raises the sword overhead. Hades Dai steps from a temple doorway. Wei Feng draws the sword a few inches from the scabbard. Hades Dai looks down from the top tier of the pagoda. The carvings on the sword glow faintly green. Hades Dai gestures him forward. Wei Feng marches between the guards with the sword. In the top tier room, Wei Feng kneels, head bowed. The sword rests on his palms.
Your prophecy is proven. Your teacher would be proud.
And my mother as well.
Hades Dai reaches for the weapon. Wei Feng draws the blade and swings. Hades Dai leans away and flips. The swing connects with a guard who falls. Hades Dai draws his sword from its stand. A blow drives Wei Feng against a column. Wei Feng darts off. Hades Dai's strike removes a chunk from the stone. Wei Feng leaps and spins. Hades Dai plants a palm on his chest, sending Wei Feng to the opposite wall. A roundhouse swing drives Wei Feng into another wall. He looks out the window. Spears are deflected by two riders. Silent Wolf, then Yu, leap and soar from their mounts. They are followed by two more riders. Silent Wolf and Yu engage the guards. Flying Blade catches two guards in the chest with his daggers. Thunder Fist pounds his opponents. Silent Wolf defends himself against a guard who spins a trident. Silent Wolf catches the prongs with his sword, drives it into the ground, and snaps the handle with his foot. Snow Vaz joins the battle. She dispatches her foe and nods to Yu, who returns the gesture. The struggle continues in the top tier room. Hades Dai kicks Wei Fong through the window. He falls to a lower tier and dangles by one hand. Silent Wolf spots him. He runs up a pillar. Wei Fong tosses the sword. The sunlight glints on the green carvings as it tumbles. Hades Dai leaps to Wei Fong and strikes the tiles. Wei Fong lets go. Silent Wolf catches the sword and engages Hades Dai on the roof.
How does a man I once killed return to challenge me?
Hades Dai's sword catches on the carvings on the temple's wall, but connects with Silent Wolf, who slips. He leaps back and kicks Hades Dai, pinning him against the wall. The swords meet and spark. The green sword carves a line in the wall. Hades Dai retreats. Wei Feng floats to the ground. Snow Vaz is pressed by attackers with massive weapons. Wei Feng jerks the pendant from his neck, grabs a nearby sword, and joins her. They pause back to back and glance at each other. They spin and strike foes with their feet. Yu pins a thrusted spear under her arm and runs her blade up the shaft into the masked man. She spots Silent Wolf on the roof. She glances at Snow Vaz and Wei Fong, then soars up to the roof. The Enchantress appears from a window with a sword. Yu smacks it aside. The Enchantress smiles, then retreats inside. Yu flattens herself against the exterior wall, then carefully approaches the large window. Sunlight frames her in its opening. She steps over the sill, down steps, and into the dim room. A heavy tapestry unfurls, blocking the light. Ahead, the fire in a square brazier flares.
Come with me into the dark, Shulian.
Yu looks around. Black fabric flutters in a corner. The Enchantress attacks from the corner. Yu deflects her weapon. Yu swings. Her foe dissolves into gray smoke. She reappears. Another cut, more smoke. Yu battles three identical foes. They spin, circling her. The Enchantress retreats toward the ceiling and points her blade at Yu. Yu raises her left arm shoulder high and rests the back of her blade against it. The firelight brightens the weapon's sharp honed edge. The Enchantress descends.
We will have our vengeance on you. Now you will join your beloved, Li Mu Bai.
Four of her advanced, weapons raised. Yu closes her eyes and turns her ear toward them. She flings her blade at them. The blade pierces the Enchantress, who falls. The others dissolve. Yu walks over to her. Flying blade stabs a guard in the shoulder. Mantis soars toward him, brandishing a spear. The tip slices his belly. He retracts and flings a dagger at her. She bats it aside and launches the spear into his chest. He grabs the shaft. She jerks it out. She leaps over him. He falls. Thunderfist charges, shoving four men to the ground. Mantis's spear strikes him as they fall. Snow Vaz leaps to them. Mantis retrieves her weapon, rolling Thunderfist to the ground. The women spin and stab. Snow Vaz leaps past Mantis, who follows. Seen from above, they twirl. Snow Vaz hops to a low wall. She eyes the round snake pendant around Mantis's neck. She drives her sword tip through it, breaking it. Mantis stumbles back and steadies herself with the spear. Sword poised, Snow Vaz waits. Mantis collapses. Snow Vaz lowers her weapon. blood trickles down her left hand. Wei Feng finishes his last two opponents. A wound seeps under Snowboss's collarbone. She collapses by the wall. Silent Wolf kicks Hades Die onto the roof. The supports below crack. He flips and drives the green sword through Hades Die's sword and into his armor. The supports give way. The two fall from one roof through the next to the ground. A roundhouse kick sends Hades Die down the steps. Silent Wolf leaps, kicks Hades Die in the chest, then springs over him. He grabs Hades Die by the wrist. They flip together, their blades driven into the ground. They slap each other's hands away from the swords. In unison, they flip, kicking both blades free. They land and leap. Hades Dai grabs the green sword and prepares to strike. Silent Wolf grabs and whips the serrated sword through Hades Dai's midsection. They disengage and land on top of slender pillars. Hades Dai falls to the steps below. Silent Wolf floats from the pillar. He picks up the sword.
We don't hold this sword. This sword holds us.
Hades Dai lowers his head and closes his eyes. Yu walks from the temple. Silent Wolf offers the sword. She returns it to its scabbard. Yu spots Wei Feng cradling Snow Vase.
No, I can't lose you. No. You must fight. Stay with us.
It is said that a swordsman's name will last for 20 years beyond his passing. But I believe that some names will live forever.
Flying Blade of Shantung, at your service.
Thunderfist Chan, famed in Zhejiang.
Silver Dart Shi, famed in Fuzhou.
Turtle Ma, famed in this tavern.
You and Silent Wolf ride horses.
I am Yu Xiulian. Famed in Peking. He is Meng Sizhou, known as Silent Wolf in the West.
Two more riders.
He is Wei Feng, who found his way back through the dark.
At the mound of stones, the girl leaves flowers and takes a sword.
She is Snow Vase, the warrior who fulfilled her vow and brought redemption to the woman who raised her in the Iron Way.
The girl picks up a bedroll and looks back at the stones. Snow Vase rides on the beach.
We take the sword to Wudang Mountain, where it will be safe.
A road follows a river in a valley.
Code, duty, honor. I believe there are things worth fighting for.
Fade to black. Credits appear over the carving on a blade. Directed by Wen Woping. Screenplay by John Fosco. Based upon the Crane Iron Pentology, written by Wang Dulu. Produced by Charlie Wen, Peter Berg. Executive producers Harvey Weinstein, Morton Tildum, Ron Burkle. Executive producers Ted Sarandos, Pauline Fisher, Sarah Bowen. Executive producers Jay Sun, La Pekang. Executive producers Bob Weinstein, Anthony W.F. Wong, David C. Glasser. Executive producers, Sarah Aubrey, Ralph Winter, David Thwaites, Jeff Betancourt. Co-producers, Bay Logan, Johnny Levin. Director of photography, Newton Thomas Siegel, ASC. Edited by Jeff Betancourt. Visual effects supervisor, Mark Stetson, VES. Costume designer, Ngila Dixon. Music by Shijiro Umebayashi. Featured piano soloist, Lang Lang. Executives in charge of production, John Logan Pearson, Brendan Boyer. Cast, Donnie Yin. Michelle Yao. Harry Shum Jr. Natasha Liu Bordizzo. Jason Scott Lee. Eugenia Yuan. Roger Yuan. Juju Chan. Chris Pang. Wu Young Park. Daryl Kwan. On a black background, Netflix presents. The Weinstein Company presents. A China Film Company Limited and Dong Yong Page Wangcheng Film and Media Company production. A Film 44 production. In association with Yukaipa Films. A Netflix original film. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Sword of Destiny. Credits continue.
Yeah.
Two spotlights overlap to form a W. Below them, the Weinstein Company. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.